AgriFutures Australia is encouraging women to share their stories, and there's a special hashtag if you want to have a look, and it's Hats Off to Rural Women, which has been launched across AgriFutures Australia's social media channels to capture those sorts of conversations and stories. Now, Fiona Breen continues our special look. It's what one Northern Tasmanian woman is doing for the rural sector across the country.
Yeah, thank you, Tony. I've got Deloraine farmer Stephanie Trithui on the line. She's the founder of a podcast series focusing on motherhood in rural Australia. Thanks for joining us, Steph.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, look, it's great to have you join the program. Motherland Australia really seems to have gained quite a profile in the podcast world. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's had over 60,000 downloads since I launched it in December last year. So, yeah, really exciting.
Yeah, and you've captured stories of women from right around Australia.
I have. I've interviewed women from every state and territory apart from the ACT. But yeah, I've covered all parts of the country and so many different stories. It's been quite a journey.
Well, look, we might touch on a few of those in a little bit. But first off, I wanted to find out a little bit more about your story. You moved to Tassie or to Deloraine a few years ago to set up a farm with your new husband. That was a big experience in itself.
It was. It does feel like a few years. It was actually only 14 months ago that we packed up our lives in Melbourne. My husband, Sam, is a third-generation Tassie farmer but spent quite a bit of time getting some experience on the mainland. And we met when I was actually a TV journalist in Queensland. I interviewed him, did a story on meat, actually, and here we are. We've just launched a beef business. we moved to Tassie. You know, Sam wanted to come back to the land and back home.
So you were a city girl, were you?
I grew up in Sydney, yeah, so very different life for me down here. And I suppose what brought Motherland together was two things. Is one, I'd never lived in a rural area before and I'd never been a mum before. And you put those two things together and it was pretty tricky for me. So that's sort of what inspired the podcast.
Well, talk about pack it in. You got married, you moved to a new state, moved to the country and then quickly had children. One child so far,
another due in November. So Elliot was only a few months old when we moved here. And, it was a bit of a nightmare, to be honest. He wasn't sleeping and, we moved here and things got a bit better. But I felt pretty isolated, to be honest, living in a rural area. I'd never lived in a rural area before. So and motherhood on its own, even in the city, can be isolating enough. So throw rural life into the mix. And that's what inspired me to try and tell these incredible stories of women on the land, both the ups and the downs.
Yeah, even with a young baby sort of in the mix there, you started doing this podcast series, but it was part of it was about connecting.
It was. And, you know, we talk about resilience this year's theme. And I think, you know, it's very hard to build resilience when you don't feel like other people have your back or you don't feel connected. And, you know, the more doors I knocked on, the more opened. And I realised that there is an incredible platform and there was a need for a platform for rural mothers in particular to tell their stories. Being a mum on the land is very different to being a mum in the city. And, you know, any rural family knows that, you know, rural women often are the glue that hold everything together. And their stories are amazing. I mean, I've had some incredible Tasmanian women on the show coming up to our 50th episode on Monday, actually. I won't spoil it, but there's an amazing Tasmanian mum who will be on the show to celebrate that milestone. So, yeah.
That might be one of our rural women of the year. So stay tuned. We'll tune into the Motherland podcast for that one. That sounds good. It's interesting, actually, you did a podcast or you did one with Rosie Fowler. Actually, I met Rosie Fowler not long ago at their Bothwell farm and have just done an online ABC rural piece about irrigation and her husband Russell's in that story. Big changes up there on the farm. She's had to deal with a whole lot of stuff, which was just, you know, really fascinating to listen to, but also I'm sure other women out in the country would relate to some of it.
Absolutely. I mean, Rosie's journey is incredible. You know, she basically was diagnosed with leukemia, you know, and young in her 30s with a toddler to care for. So her story is incredible. But, you know, you've got mums from around the country and in Tassie who have gone through pregnancy loss, child loss, you know, issues with living on the land, succession planning, isolation. I've spoken to a couple of mums who have lost their husbands, you know, one or two to illness or a farming accident. So each story is so different, but they've all got their own, I guess, their own takeaway message.
Yeah, one of them was a woman from interstate. I can't remember which state, Libby Creek. And she, I think she had, she was saying she had three kids, but had this amazing, you know, did some amazing work, and both her and her husband had worked in beef in Kazakhstan as well.
Oh, that's goodness. Right. So Libby's episode was just this week, and I guess in honour of International Rural Women's Day. And yeah, so she's, her and her husband Bruce set up a pretty large scale beef operation in Kazakhstan of all places. So she was commuting between, you know, South Australia and Kazakhstan. So a bit of a global flavour to that story. And there's some amazing women in the industry. She was the first president of Angus Australia as well, which is, you know, pretty amazing just as a role model for other women in the ag industry. So yeah, there's some absolutely amazing rural women out there, and their mums as well. They're juggling it, they're doing it all.
Yeah, and you don't have to be a super mum to be on the podcast either, do you?
No, you don't. If I had a dollar for every time I approached a mum and she's like, oh, I don't think my story's that interesting, why me, why me? And yeah, every time I do an interview, a mum says that. We're all very humble, but you know, after every episode, someone somewhere in the country will send me a message and say, wow, thanks so much, I could really relate to that woman. So that's why I do it, is just to get people connected and to make us all feel less alone.
And you're continuing on with it? You've got plans to keep this going for a while?
Absolutely. I've been recording. I've got baby number two due in about 6 weeks, but that's not going to stop the podcast. So yeah, this is my other baby. This is a real passion project of mine, and I'm absolutely committed to it. And I've met some incredible women myself, and I've made friendships. You know, the power of social media and the power of the internet these days is pretty amazing. Even out on a farm, you know, in little old Tassie, you just, you know, you're connected, you know, at the click of a button. And that's been, you know, really, really important to my own journey as a mum.
That's fantastic. Now, just tell me a little bit about the farm. You're producing beef on the farm up there in Deloraine.
Yeah, that's right. So my husband and I run the Tasmanian Agricultural Company. So we produce grass-fed Wagyu, and we farm regeneratively, which is another bit of the piece of the puzzle. We're actually launching, great timing, Sam and Steph. We're launching our beef business in December around the same time. We'll have a newborn child, so that was timed.
Baby and beef.
Magically. Exactly, baby and beef. So yeah, that's what we do, and we're really excited, you know, to, I guess, you know, focus on Tassie to begin with and grow our brand as well. But yeah, we're really excited, so stay tuned. We're pretty active on social media, and we can't wait for Tassie to, I guess, have another food brand, hopefully, to be very proud of.
Yeah, and let's hope that, you know, markets really open up, although beef is going pretty well, isn't it, at the moment?
Yeah, it is going well. I'm not going to pretend to be the brains of the beef side. As you know, as the journalist, my sort of role in the business has been really focusing on connecting consumers to our brand and focusing on the story. You know, we're a young family in Tassie. I mean, Tasmania, just as a state, has such a premium stance in the market. You know, Tasmanian produce is, you know, by far seen in such high regard, which I think is a real opportunity despite COVID and despite everything that's been happening. Beef's going exceptionally well, and we see it as a real opportunity to, you know, for Tassie, you know, to lead the way, and for us, you know, as a family business to be part of that.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, thanks so much, Steph Trithewey. We've really enjoyed having you on the Country Hour, and I urge people to have a listen to the Motherland podcast. There's some great stories there, some inspirational rural women. And thanks so much, Steph. We'll catch you again another time on the Country Hour, and it's back to Tony Briscoe.
Thanks, Fiona and Steph, and that's fabulous. Baby and beef, I love that.